Part 2, Reading Passage. The Dalai Lama, the 14th king of Tibet, had to flee his country in 1959 when Tibet was invaded by the communist army of Tibet's powerful neighbor, China. After losing his country, the Dalai Lama set up a government in exile in Dharamsala, India. There, he has worked tirelessly to help Tibetan refugees, call attention to human rights abuses in Tibet, and teach Buddhism. The Dalai Lama is a unique style of king, since he is a Buddhist monk. He wears red monk's robes and sandals. The only expensive things he wears are his gold-framed glasses and Swiss wristwatch. Despite losing his large kingdom, the Dalai Lama has never lost his positive thinking. He is well known for his kind smile and loud laughter. He has often said, "The Chinese have taken our country. Should we also let them take our happiness?" One of his favorite topics is happiness, since his form of Buddhism teaches one how to overcome suffering and find lasting happiness, peace, and wisdom. Living in India, the Dalai Lama has been inspired by Mahatma Gandhi's nonviolent methods of achieving independence for India, and he has adopted Gandhi's nonviolent policy in working for freedom for his people. Whenever Tibetans have spoken in favor of using violence to gain independence, the Dalai Lama has said, "If you do that, you are not my people." This peaceful strategy has won him the admiration of people all over the world. In 1987, the Dalai Lama was awarded one of the world's highest honors, the Nobel Peace Prize. Since winning the Nobel Prize, the Dalai Lama has won support for his cause from a wide variety of world leaders, including former U.S. President Bill Clinton. Although he is seen as a hero by most people, the Dalai Lama is regarded as a troublemaker in China. The Chinese government sees Tibet as a traditional part of China, and they view the Dalai Lama as trying to break up their motherland. While independence for Tibet was once his goal, the Dalai Lama's present goal is to help save the ancient culture of his homeland. He is worried that the Chinese government is trying to destroy Tibetan culture by moving large numbers of Chinese into Tibet, which could make Tibetans a minority in their own country. As a Buddhist, he is also fighting against the Chinese government's attacks on religious freedom. Many temples were destroyed during the Cultural Revolution, and the government in Beijing continues to limit the numbers of temples and monks. If you want to learn more about this king of kindness, I recommend that you watch Martin Scorsese's movie Kundun, which tells the story of the Dalai Lama's early life.